We are on Daf, Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis. Before we go further, I'd like to elaborate on a few nekudas, which was Neshadish today. The Gemara speaks about Kavdo al Gabay Bisra, Mechala Gabay Bisra. So the Gemara says that Kavda al Gabay Bisra is also, Ilabay Bisra is also Dam Diyaraisa. And the Cholav is the Rabbanu was Cholav Shrute. So Taisvis asks, Miu Koshel of Ima Shepirish, we have on the side of Rabbeinu Tam, the Dam Kovid of Lepirish Lab Diyaraisa. So why is it called Dam D'Araisa? You don't have a Dam D'Araisa in Kovet. This is a Mirdik Kasha that Taisvis asks on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that it's only also with the Rabbon on the Dam. I mean, a Teiretz Kuloi Dam, and it's Mutra for the Shepirish. So the Chassam Sefer wants to remember the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says there's a Machloikis. The Rabbeinu Tam and Taisvis, we had Dam in the Simpoines. So he says, the Shaila is, where does this Dam come from? He says, Taisvis understood this Dam comes from the Kovet. That we find out Dam in the Simpoines, it comes from the Kovet. So if it comes from the Kovet, so it's a Darabonon. So Mamela, so the whole Dam that you could find in the Kovet is only a Darabonon like a Dam. He says, Barayv Rishonim learned, Dam in the Simpainus comes me alme, and that's a deraisa dike dam. So the Gemara is speaking about a kovet with the Simpainus, so with the Simpainus is a dam deraisa. So he says, even though Taisvah says Takashe, I mean, why didn't you say dam mishrak shorik? So Taisvah says, because it's a multitude of dam. There's a multitude of dam, that we don't say Mishrak Shorik. So he says, in the Simpainus, there's not a multitude of dam. There's a small amount of dam. But he says, but in the, there is a multitude of dam coming out, and in this multitude of dam, there's dam Diyaraisa also. So that's the Chaimel of Kovet over Kal. Kal is Lemaise. There's only Chalav Shchute. Chalav Shchute, it's only a Darabon and Dike Chalav. And here, in the Dam that's coming out, Lamaisa, you have a Daraisa Dike Dam also, that's in the Sempainis, and it's also in Meyal. Another, Ha'ore, we hear in the Gemara says by, if the Be'ike Be'idugi, if a basin was put underneath even if you have the Bisra Ilavik Kavdo, but if you have a Beidugi, so then you're not allowed to eat the Shumin because there's Dam of the Kovet inside. But if there's no Kovet by the Basar alone, so the Dam is Lamato, so you can separate the dam, the shuman from the dam. Hashem came by kovet, it seems it's more ma'uriv, the dam and the shuman, because it's tzof lamailo. So I found the Rishonim eske kashe, the Ran eske kashe, the Ritva eske kashe. I mean, very nice, now it's separated the dam, let's say by Bisra alone. So it separated the dam from the shuman. But lemaisa, when it came out, everything was hot. So the shuman has a bliya from the dam. The keli has a bliya from the dam. So now it's separated. But lemaisa should have become nasa from before. So the Ran says, and you say this to Keteret, the Ran says that they only put this beidugi, they didn't put the beidugi when they started roasting it. They first put the beidugi afterwards, nitzle kemachel ben drusoi. after it's nitzle kemachal ben drusoi, whatever comes out is not done. That means it was cooked already. Whatever comes out, it's a red moil, it looks like dam, but it's not dam anymore. It's not dam. And then they first put the beidugi. They didn't put the beidugi when the osadike dam was dripping out. That they didn't put the beidugi. The beidugi was first put after there was nitzle kemachal ben drusoi. So b'meile, there's nothing much to talk about. So you have a reddish liquid that looks like dam. So the Gemara says, so by the bosel, so what's it's nishkefelach, because that dam settles, the halacha doesn't have a teir dam, that dam settles, so memela, you just take off the shuman milamaila, mashenkin if you have bisra gabi kavda, so the dam of the kaved, lamaise, does not settle, so it's morib in the shuman, so memela, that's why the shuman is awesome. Now let us just again see the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kore Shemolach Bo Boso, Oso Lechel Bo Rusach. If you salted na Kore Boso, Oso Lechel Bo Rusach, you're not allowed to use in this Kore. You're not allowed to put something hot in the ka'orim because it has a bliya of dam. Roshmula tamei dam roshmul maliach areyu kereisayach. Rekovish areyu kemevushel. Now the Ran and the Ritva bring down a machlekes arishainim. Are we speaking about a ka'ora that has nekovim? A kore that doesn't have nekove. You salted meat in this kore. So what kind of a kore are we speaking about? So other rishonim say that we're speaking about a kore without nekove. If it has nekove, so you say meliach kereisayach, but the dam goes out through the holes. That's one mahalach. So we're speaking about a kore that Lamaisa should never have been used for Malicha because Lamaisa was soaking in the own blood. And he says, others say it's speaking about a fellow with Nikov. Speaking about with Nikov. A Falpikin, even though the dam drips out from the Nikov, but the Chalik of the Ka'ore, that there's Ka'ore there, so that becomes Nath. So yes, Akasha, so if you say a Ka'ore, that is roi lim loyacholav. That means a kara with nekovim. It's also wasa. So he says, so every time you kasha meat, you have to use the dispensable karas. I mean, how do you always kasha meat? Here you say malicha kereseya. So lamaise was beileya. So how do you kasha meat? This kasha Daran asks. So Daran says a teret, when you're kashing meat, it's torod lifloy. So the meat that you're kashering, here we're talking about something to put hot meat into it, it'll start to become muscle. That's what we're talking about. But when you kasher meat in it, it's no problem because in the process of kashering, the it's torod lift light, it's pilot the dam. So in the process of kashering, it will not be beileya from the kore. That's what the Ran says. So Mamela, so it's no problem all the time how you kasha meat. That's what he says over here. Yeah. The kore shemolach babosa kilchose mashme da filo benu keves u masha onu moilchin v'chaisen b'kliyachan menukov hayne mishum da aydi de tridi chaticha lemitrot loy bolo. Yeah. So he says, so it's torat lemiflat dam, so it's not beileya. Break the ram, but after the dam comes out, I mean, the melicha takes out the dam, so now it'll be beileya. They break this, how can you use it? I mean, you don't go with a time clock to see when, as soon as all the dam comes out, then we have to schlep it out of the skull. So he says, the filibosa achitrida lemiflat tzir. It's beileya tzir.
V'chol da polta afilu tzir leibol adam k'meishin afoish lefanim.
It's being pilot, and since it's busy being pilot, so then he asks the kasha, the Ritva also asks the kasha, according he says, you can see a kasha meat. That's no shaila. So if you can kasha meat, so we hear the Rambam had a pinche, and he Rambam had a pinche, they once kashered the meat in it, and it was made out of cheres, and he broke it. So he says, why did he break it? Use it for kashering meat. That means if you hold for kashering is good. If you hold for kashering, you can use it for kashering. You may not, all the time you use it for kashering, even though it becomes treif, but if you only use it for kashering, so she'd make a few holes in it and we'll use it for kashering. Why do you throw it away? I mean, so he says, Kli Cheres is very hard to make holes in it. You make, you break it, it's not, you can't make holes, that's what he wants to say. Yeah. And to use it stamazai for tzainan, so that you can use it for mice, it's also bahamis, you can use it for tzainan. Yeah. Let us go a little further. Let's see just one taisvis. Maliach eina kereiseach. That was the memory of Rovin. Maliach eina kereiseach. Chodes anya, so taisvis we learned about reise. The tomei maliach. That means if you have one on top of the other, you have a dag tomei, that's salty, and a toyer, that's toful, so it seems the toyer is boileya from the tomei. So you see that melicha reikir seyach. So Tosfos says, I know bedogim terofu karmayu. That means the krum. The krum which is on the dog is very weak, very thin. So mamelo there, melicha will accomplish that it's arei kiresich. There will also. Now let us go a little further to Gemara. Yosef Rav Kahane, Achua de Rav Yehuda Kamei de Rav Hune. Yosef v'koma koresh ha-molech bo-boso also leso bo-retzeach. That if you were meleach bosor in a kore, you're not allowed to put hot meat into it because it's beileya the dam. Utznoin shechotchoi besakin muta lo-ochloi bekutach. And let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Zukrashi, utznoin shechotchoi besakin, afal gav, da gav, chufei de tznoin, since the tznoin is sharp, uboileya mishamnunis hasakin hakorosh olov. So Rashi, later it's going to be two lashonos in Rashi, but here Rashi says, we're speaking about a fatty sakin, and there's shumen hakorish olov. There's a coating of shumen, of fat, over the sakin. Seems they weren't so medagdic to clean the sakinim. So you have here fat. Now, if it wouldn't be a dova chorif, so it wouldn't be nibla in the tzayin. In the tznayin. So you'd have some fat on top of it, you could wipe it off. You could wipe off the fat. the outside part. But since the tznayin is a davar chorev, so that's mavliya the fat into the tznayin. So mamele, it's a pleasure ke tznayin. Vava hai tznayin nesines tam rishin, shirei bola isa mamish, or to say bosa mamish, vava ke bosa. So lamai said that the it was mamish by leia bosa, muta loach le loisa tznayin bekutach, שיש בין הסיובי דחל, בכל מפור שתיימה. וכיוון שבולה מן השם נוניס, זה תאירה בולה. זה תאירה בולה. That's what Abai is going to say. Or whatever that תאירה בולה means, we'll see. So we have here two memories. One memory, קורא שמולך בבוסו, that it was בלעיה, על תמליך כרסיכה, also lechel borusach, because it's going to be paleya from the kore. It's noin shechot chay besakin. We had a noin that molei shamnunis, and you cut it with a sakin mutalach lebekusach. My time. So what is the difference? We have a tremendous problem over here. Here by the noin is zicha was paleya de shamnunis. It's fleishik, and here. And here was Beleya Dam. Omer Abaya Haya Teira Bola Bahai Isura Bola. So Abaya said, this is Hetan, this is Issa. So, Bereish Yosef Mutchitzich, I mean, what was the Svar of Abaya? I mean, but this is now a Fleshikit's name, there's nothing more to talk about. But it's irrelevant that it's called it's a davar chorev and duchkiz the sakine, it's peileya. So what is the teretz of, we're asking two cases. Here we got a bliya of dam. Here we got a bliya of boso. Here it's, and here there it's osa, and here you're allowed to use it with cholam. So Bemison, so the Rosh Hashem doesn't really understand what the mahalach of Abaya was. And Emerson Rove asked Abai, he says, I don't understand. It's a terrible, but now you've mixed it with cholov, so it becomes awesome. That's from this Taisus. Let us see the second Taisus. Second Taisus is, Oma Abai Yahaya Terebola. Leirotza Loima Mishum Davi Noisin Tam Bar Noisin Tam. Kamoi Dogim Sha'olu Bekoro. That means, later on the bottom of the Amud it says, Dogim Sha'olu Bekoro, and that's talking about that you had a Fleshike Koro, and there Boso was nice and tam in the Koro, and then the Koro was nice and tam in the Dogim, and there is Nat Barnat, and Abaya holds its mutter. Abaya holds its mutter, not Barnat is mutter. But the same Abaya said that Tznayin Shechotchei Besakin Shechotach Barbosa Osa Lochlei Bekuta. So you see that this is not Barnat. The case of Tznayin Shechotchei Besakin Shechotach Barbosa is not Barnat. Here Abaya himself says Dogim Sha'ola Bekaoro is not Barnat. Here, it's nine shechotchei besakin is also le'ochle bekutach, but it's not parnat. Why it is not parnat? So there's two mahalchim and Rashi, but let's not go into that. But one mahalach we have, because here the shuman ban, and the shuman is nice in tam, and it's nine. We have one mahalach. So mamel, so it's not parnat. Nine is, so therefore Abaye could not say that the reason it's mutter because it's not barnat, because Abai himself holds dogim sholo bekoro. You put a hot piece of meat in a fleshike koro. That's mutter because it's not barnat. Und tznayin shechotcha besaken is also with cholo because it's not barnat. So you see, so therefore Abai couldn't say that this is the heter of not barnat because Abai himself holds this is not barnat. Frektoisvis, ba'afal gav, the lakaman osar abaye. So Toisvis says, so Ibizaisi doesn't understand. So he can't say it's not banat, because you see from abaye later, it's not banat. But later Abaya asked, and here Abaya says that it's mutter. So how does this stem? So Taisa says, Aliba de Rav Kahana. Here Abaya said, Aliba de Rav Kahana, come along. So the Maram says, Pshat and Taisa, that Taisa means like this. Abaya personally held that it's also, and that's Abaya in the Seif Omer. Here you have a Rav Kahana that says it's mutter. So Abaya was racking his brains, what's the svore of Rav Kahana? He didn't know the svore of Rav Kahana. He can't say it's not bar nat, because it's not bar nat. I mean, that we see later. So Al Kochoch, he holds that since it's a terebola, it's different. What the lomdus is, I don't know what the Rosh Yosef also didn't know what the lomdus is. And could be Abaya also didn't know what the lomdus is. But if Rav Kahana differentiated, this is the only difference. The only difference between Akorish and Malach Babisra and Tznain Shalbosa, this is the only difference. Al Kocher, he holds his Acheshman, a Terebola is different. And Rav Efsan Abaya, I don't see any difference. There's no difference because Taki was by Leia. Was by Leia Bosso that said to, but now you're making it Issa together with the Kuta. So that was Rava's, but that's Lachayrim Shat in the Gemara. Amalei Rava, Kibola Teira, my have a safe, safe, aya Teira dosu de Yisuruhu, but this is Heta, which you're making it also. Yisuru Kocho. Elo Amalei Rava, hai Efshe Lemitame, vahai Le Efshe Lemitame. You're talking right. It's a chilikus. This is heter and this is issa, but not al talomdes because heter bola is kill. No, since it is mutter, so you can taste it and see if there's taka tambosa, and if there's no tambosa, you can eat it with kuta. Hi, evshel mitame, hi le evshel mitame. Amalei rapope l'rove v'litame kfeila armo. So, what do you mean, le'efshel amitamei, the kore, shemolach boiboso, so give a goy to be time. Mila'isnan, kedere shebishel boiboso, le'yemashel bochola, min bishel b'naisin tam. Bishel bo'trume, le'yemashel bochola, min bishel b'naisin tam. But mean, bishel amitrume, toim lo koyim. Ala boso bochola, man toim lo. Va'amrit lon l'tamei kveila, chinami l'tamei kveila. Achinami ki kamine deleka kveila. That is no kveila. There's no kveila. So the Ran, Abakitza, so how does Rava learn pshat? Rava says, so Rava learns pshat like this, that it's nine shechotchei besakin is mutter to eat with Kutach, if you tasted it, and then you see there's no tambosa. Korish a molach by boso, you're not allowed to eat it, because you can't taste it. The speaking about there's no kveila. So frek terant, what is Rav Kahana saying? What is he telling us? So, well, what did he tell us? He tells us, no, you can't taste. You can't taste dam because it's also, you can't taste it's nine because it's mutter. So what is he telling us? So the Ran says he's telling us a chiddush that you only need a kfeila by a goy. That means this mumchius or this biro that you need a kfeila to tell me if you're magish dam boso. That's only by a goy. A goy need kveila, if a kert may be out. Le more mnusay, that means it's his reputation at stake. So that's what he's telling us. He's telling us, if something is mutter, you don't need a kveila. Anybody. Any yid is nemon to be mevarer that is no tambos. That's how the Ran says pshat. Itmar dogim sha'olu b'ka'ora. And let us see Rashi. Dogim sha'olu b'ka'ora minatzli. It means you had roasted fish, shahayu roisrin, and they were boiling hot, nosnan lusaycha kaore sha'ochlo bo boso. Now, this Lashon of Rashi, the Ritva says a little clearer, this ochlo bo boso is very, very misleading. So what? They ate boso. Rashi doesn't say if the boso was hot or cold. Rashi doesn't say if they washed the kor, if they didn't wash the kor. I mean, Rashi is very, very sosam. The Ritva says, pshat in Rashi. The ochlo bo oso rusach, and it's clean. Takelt. So the boso lemaise, now you have a clean dish, that's oshayla about it. But the kor ochlo bo oso rusach, epsikis chosav from Rashi, they ate boso rusach, and the boso was nice in tam in the kor. And now the kor is nice in tam in the dogim. So Memela, so we have like this dogim shalom b'korah, Rav Omar Oso la'ochlam b'kutach. Shmuel Omar Muta la'ochlam b'kutach. Rav Omar Oso naisin tamu. It's naisin tam. That means even though it is a tam kolush, that means that lesman the polik, that the dogim who received a tam boso is a shvache tam. It's a shvache tam boso. Afolpikein, but such a tam boso, there's also an isra boso b'cholo. Ushmul omar muta noisin tam ba noisin tamu. So a kaponim one malach is that since it's a nat bar nat. So it's a shvacher etam, and a shvacher etam, there's no isra bosa b'cholah, but it's a shvacher etam. V'hod rav, lav befeirish itme, elo miklol itme. Now the Gemara says, this memra of rav, he never said befeirish, he never spoke about dogim sholo b'kairo, he spoke about something else. From a maisa we can see that rav holds that nat bar nat is as a choshev etam. The Rav Ikla lebei Rabbi Shimi Barchiye Barberet. Rav Lechayre once visited his enekel, Rav Shimi Barchiye, chosh beinov, and his eyes were hurting him. Ovdolei shaifa b'tzor. So they made in a kor, in a plate, they made a certain type of anointment. Finished in the ointment they put in his eyes. Boso hochi ramulei bishula begav. Then they put a tafshu in this kore. Taimla taima de shaife. And he was able to, this ointment he tasted in the tafshu. He could taste the ointment in the tafshu. Omar, so Rav said, yoiv taima kule hai. Look, it's nice in tam. Nice in tam so much that it's I can taste the ointment now on the tafshu. V'loihi, the Gemara says that's really no raya what Rav holds by nat bar nat shani hosom the nafish merora tvei. There it's very bitter. That means this shayv is very bitter. So memele, so it could be the it's possible that the tafshu should be heavy koilet at the time of you can be margish to mariris, but stamose in halache, if you have a tam boso, which is not such a strong tam, could be not panapo bimuta. Zogt Rashi, let's see what Rashi says. Osa laochlom bekutach, this is Rav. Rafisha boso, Naisin Bahem Tam. Because the boss is Naisin Tam and the dog. Naisin Tam, Ba Naisin Tam. So Rashi says like this. In Hoyu Mubush Sholem, in Bosa, Mamish. If you would cook fish and meat, in Bosa, Mamish. Hoya Osa, La Oichlon, Bekutach. So then that's called the Ketz, it seems that's called the Ketz, a direct Tam from the Bosa. Inami. A second case, Moide Shmuel Shaosa Lechel Cholov Rusach Bekore, the Naisin Tamrishin Habi Kibosa Gomer. If you put hot milk in the kore, in the spleshki kore, that's called one nisein tam. Avo kore zi hi atzma eine bosa. El al yidei nisein tam, ve eina ke bosa. So now luchay rashi means the dogim are not ke bosa because he got a tam from the kore, that the bosa was nisein tam in the kore, now the kore is nisein tam in the dogim. Veine kebosa, shaife, mishiche, misamamonim. Bitsa, kore, romo bishula, baisa kore, lachas man. Oma yoif taime bekore, kule hai, shechoiz, unais and tame bishul. Uman de shoma, sober de Israel larab, nesines tam, bar nesines tam, nami, palma, bloihi, de gabi samonim, nofish merorayu, morim hei meyoit, so there, so there we have such a loche. Now we're going to have a very interesting maise. Rabbi Loza have a koyim kami de marshmu. Rabbi Loza was being mishamish marshmu. Aisu lakame dogim sha'olu bekoro. Bekoro bekutach. And Shmuel ate it bekutach. No, Shmuel is shitosai. Shmuel holds not by not. It's muta. That's the togim shalom bekorah. That was Shmuel. Yoivle, he gave it to Rabbi Loza. Loi, ochal. Rabbi Loza didn't eat it. Now, just a idea, the Ritva says that, Rabbi Loza was a Talmud Arav and a Talmud of Shmuel. Oh, he had two rabbis. The rabbis here disagreed in not by not, but he had two rabbis. Omalei, so Shmuel told Rabbi Loza, L'rabach yehivi lei v'ochel. At lei ochlet. I don't understand you. I gave a similar tavshel to your rabbi, and your rabbi ate from it. And you don't eat? Also, lekame, no, this is a psmeidik ezach. He tells them that the Rebbe ate not par not. Also, lekame the Rab. So Rebbe Lezak wanted to check up on this. So he came to Rab. Omalei, hodabei mar mishmaite. Well, you had charot attacker? I mean, you ate by Shmuel not par not? Omalei chasle lezari da abe barabe de lisvele midi de loy svirali. At chas v'sholem, but he would give me something to eat that I hold as also. He'd never do such a thing. What's what Rashi says? L'raboch. Rab shalamati mimenu sha'osa. You learned from Rab that it's osa. Abba barabe avuad Shmuel ave. That was the father of Shmuel. B'chosid godol hoya. Ratzari da abba barabe should be marshal me something that I hold as osa. The lisvili midi d'lai svirili. Lehoyu dvorim me'oilo. The Rav said it never happened. He never gave me. He never gave me and I never ate it. So now you have to understand what Pshat and Shmuel over here. Shmuel told him, the Chasam Sofer wants to say a Mahalach that there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel if Basa Oif Becholov is also min a teure min a rabon. Rav holds it's also min a rabon, no? And Shmuel holds it's also min a teure. He said, this whole chumre that Rav held not by not is also, this whole chumre was only by Basar the Arais. By Basar Oif, that the oldest is only the Rabbon, and he was Mekel by that. So he says, well, the Maisa was like this. The Maisa was that there was a Kore Shebishlu by Bosarif, which Shmuel holds Basar Oif is also min HaTorah. And Shmuel ate it because Shmuel holds Nat Panat is Mutter. So Shmuel ate it. He gave it to Rav. Rav also ate it. But Rav ate it not because he holds Nat Panat is all the time Mutter, but by Basar Oif, Nat Panat is Mutter. So Lemaise, Shmuel didn't say a lie. Shmuel said, I gave it to your Rebbe, and your Rebbe ate it, which is true. The Shailas, there's another fact over here, which he didn't mention. He didn't mention over here, then it was there, was Basaroik. That's Lechere, a key factor, which he didn't mention to him. Some Seifer, see, this is another shtickle, I don't know if this stems with this shtickle. Some Seifer wants to say that he brings from the Ritva. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So, Shmuel did not know why he's not eating it. If he's not eating it because he holds that it's Asa, that's one thing. Or he holds that Als Kvoide Shal Rav, by him will be Mutter. But Als Kvoide Shal Rav, he held, he came to Fakert and the Rebbe. If that was the time of Rabbi Elazar, so then there was a big tain in Rabbi Elazar, because there's Kvoide Shal Shmuel here. I mean, he's also a Rebbe. I mean, and you're standing in front of this Rebbe, and you're going to be Machmel like you're in the Rebbe. That is, I mean, if you hold that it's also Shal, it's also finished. But if you hold that the Samazay als Kvoide Shel Rav, that's why he told them your Rebbe ate it, which is true, which is not completely true. There was a Cheshma where the Rebbe ate it. The Rebbe ate it because it was Basoif, and he held Basoif is at the Rabbonon. But he wanted to see from him what he's going to say now. That means if he's going to eat it, oh, the Rebbe ate it, he's only doing it off the Kvoidei shall Rav, then he'll eat it. And then he's Mechuyif Paket to eat it because Shmuel's also a Rebbe. If he won't eat it, that means he himself holds it's also also. That was the test. And he didn't eat it because Mr. Ami, he held that it's also also. But he just asked Rav when he came back, Rebbe, you were Chayza Mishmaitach. So Rav told him, Chas V'Shalom, and Rebbe was Chayza, I take a hold of Tzasa also.